ज्ञानत मिरान्नस्याजनगणस्मकयां चक्षुस्मृतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनुविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं पदमनुरुरातिशाबलधिकम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य गौणीजनान्द श्रीराजगरार श्रीवासुदि गौरार्थविन्द की श्रीकृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So, become dependent on the Lord. But that doesn't mean that we don't use our energy and talents. We don't become parasites. So, we have to use our intelligence. First, that's our most noteworthy qualification. Makes us distinct from animals. We have this developed consciousness. But we know the real use of intelligence is how to please the Lord with our intelligence. How to find out the order of the Lord with our intelligence. We're discussing this, how intelligence is receptive. But because we have male ego, false ego, which is pushing us, so we're not patient enough to hear the order of the Lord. We neglect our intelligence, and we go to our emotions or mostly it's emotions, feelings. We rely on our feelings. Like I remember when I spoke to Bhagavan. Bhagavan was a very big leader in our society. He was the most powerful leader at one point. And after he left, I knew him, because I knew him even before he was a devotee. I used to invite him to come to the temple and so on. I gave him a class card. I gave a class card to his girl. So, I asked him, we were talking, after he had left Krishnagaj, he said, I have to get in touch with my feelings. So that's a very, deeply rooted. Because feelings, this is the soul has feelings. So we don't want to be out of touch with ourselves. We don't want to just do things mechanically without feeling them. Like Satsarupa, when he came in front of Prabhupada, he was just kind of mechanically giving him the typing that he had done. And Prabhupada stopped. He said, no, this should be done with love. This is the process. It's not just mechanical. But sadhana bhakti, because we're not at the platform of love, so sometimes we do things mechanically. That's also wanted. Because we're doing things out of duty, but there is a sense of mechanical a mechanism is there. We have to get up every morning, whether we feel like it or not, we have to. So, how to adjust these two? At the neophyte stage, how to go on with our duty, at the same time, not cut ourselves off from our feeling. So, therefore, guidance is required. Neophyte stage means like a child, a two-year-old child. They can always be in trouble. They can always create trouble for themselves because they don't have developed intelligence. They don't know what's dangerous, what's not dangerous. So, the same way on the spiritual path, the neophytes are not able to get in harmony with themselves. So that's okay. Therefore, they should be guided. Therefore, the spiritual master is required. The spiritual authorities are required. The superiors. We should cooperate with them. But, like in Bhagavan's case, if we come to think that we're the authority, that we become proud of our position, then we don't have any guidance. And because we're not at the spontaneous stage, then we feel something's lacking in doing this. He was doing such big work. Selling so many books, collecting so many money, so many temples, so many men under him. But he still wasn't happy. He wasn't in touch with his feelings because it was going on mechanically. So, what is the solution? The first solution is we have to keep ourselves under the superiors. Then we won't be like the child getting ourselves in trouble. But Bhagavan got himself in trouble. He's still in trouble. Because he didn't think he needed any guidance. He thought he was already, guru and whatever. And he was using his own intelligence instead of surrendering to Prabhupada's guidance. He was guiding himself. And he's still in trouble. He's still preaching the philosophy of God. What do you call this? The philosophy that he's preaching. But it's like sahaja. It's like tantric yoga, where sex life is used as a kind of a yoga. What do you think like that? Rajneesh was into that same kind of thing. So something like that. He's attached on that level, a bodily platform, male, female. He hasn't got overcome the male, female dilemma, or you can say. Well, most of us haven't. That's okay. But therefore, we have to do our duty. So that's where the main struggle is there, between the attraction of the sex life. Male is attracted to female, female is attracted to male. So how to get above that attraction? So the only way is to, humbly take the bhakti yoga. And even if there's pushing, the genital may be pushing us, the mind may be pushing us, the mind may be giving us ideas how we can enjoy with the genital. And then we'd be happy, we'd be in harmony with ourselves. But we have, with our intelligence, we have to see that this is a cheating, this is a trick. This is a trick of the mind, it's not really true. It won't make us happy. And then we continue to do our duty. What is our duty? No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. If it becomes too much, then okay, we can say we're allowed to have legal sex. We can take grihastha ashrams. But better if we can avoid it. Okay, any questions?
Maharaj, from the beginning you said that our feelings we should check by our intelligence.
Our feelings?
Yeah.
Well, we should see whether they're material or spiritual.
Yes, but I would like ask you, like, sometimes our Krishna's will is beyond our intelligence, that we can't understand or know.
I mean, therefore, we need Vaishnava guidance.
No, I'm thinking specifically about situation. You mentioned one time that you were with Prabhupada on the morning walk in Vrindavan, and you were on the back, our group of devotees, and you had feelings that you should come and protect Prabhupada, but there was no any dangers. And you were thinking, no need to go and be close to Prabhupada.
Yeah, and then the bicycle carrier.
Yeah.
So?
So, how by our intelligence, we can't, sometimes our intelligence is fallen, and we can't understand properly or distinguish if this is Krishna's will or not. And sometimes our feelings are superior to this, to our intelligence.
Yeah, so we make mistakes. But then we should try to learn from those mistakes. So in the future, if you have that same intuition or whatever strong comes in, then you should go in the front. What is the harm? And maybe you'll be wrong. So what? Maybe nobody's coming on a bicycle, but at least you're there. You're following. There's no harm in it. It's not against the principle of devotion to go and to feel that you want to protect the spiritual master.